White, black, yellow, tan. We are all people of color, and we must come to terms with who the enemies are. And it's not each other. First off, I must start with the fact that Jesus did not come to save our skin. He came into the world to save us from our sins and the saving of our souls. Secondly, the Lord said long, long ago that all nations are one blood. So then, what's the issues? The issue is that if you want to control a people, then you must divide the people so that the powers that are tolerated can then wield power over their subjects more easily. Mark 3:25 tells us, "And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand." The way that this is done is to go to the uneducated and indoctrinate and propagandize them by dividing through skin color, when the color of the skin has nothing to do with the moral or lawful issues. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that men should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their characters. Furthermore, Malcolm X rightly said, "If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing." He was spot on. Remember again what William Randolph Hearst stated, "You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war." Now friends, this is exactly what is being played out today in America. You see, the powers that are tolerated need such useful idiots that continuously and ignorantly feed on and spew out their divisive narratives. G. Edward Griffin explains how since at least the 1920s, communists have had plans to use racial agitation, violence, and socialism for communist revolution in America. Again, this is what we're seeing today.
As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat. We mustn't kid ourselves into thinking that the communists have placed their agitators only into the black communities. They're working both sides of the street. They want hatred, violence, and bloodshed between the races, and they don't care how they get it or whom they use, even children if necessary.
We have useful idiots such as Colin Kaepernick. We have FBI informant Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson spewing out narratives that are found over and over again to be unwarranted and unfounded. We see the politicians playing into the narratives and empowering the rioters and the looters, not the peaceful protesters, mind you, only to overthrow the Republican form of government we have on the behalf of their puppet masters to help implement a new form of global government. In other words, they are creating this to further divide the black people against the white people to incite them against one another. You see, unity destroys their objectives, friends. And by the way, aren't these the same people advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb, which is aimed at the blacks and Hispanics? Yes, in fact, they are, friends. They are playing out verbatim what Mao Zedong did in overthrowing the Republic of China, using the younger to overthrow the older. Now we have found for the last 7 decades in this country that the mainstream media has been illegally creating and fabricating stories beyond all measure in an attempt to deceive the people. We have also recently found that Raz from Chaz, Black Lives Matter's warlord, is supported by Dubai's government in hopes of an all-out war against white people. See, friends, Raz Chaz has been found handing out AR-15s to locals with a welcoming attitude while being filmed. He doesn't seem to be too worried about the police now, does he? We know that the narrative of George Floyd, friends, and the murder of George Floyd has been hijacked, and this has been proven 100 times since his death. The realization that the American people need to come to is that the powers that are tolerated, and it's the corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled mainstream media who are the ones, in fact, that are fueling this narrative of divide and conquer. Until these people are lawfully dealt with, nothing's going to change. They don't have the freedom to break the law. The law applies to all of us, yes, indeed, but it also applies to those who are to uphold the laws for they are not above the law. So therefore, in conclusion, and with the nail...
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh, my goodness, folks, the heroes that you have allowed corruption to put up. I mean, my goodness, how much the devil, the enemy of your souls loves that. How much he loves to be glorified is just second to none, to say the least. I mean, look at these new civil rights heroes and these heroes like George Floyd or Rodney King or put up to the American people like they were justified in their crimes that they were committed. And what they were trying to do at the same time, read Isaiah 5:20, they were trying to condemn the righteous in the process. And this is just the tip of the iceberg concerning what I'm covering even now. Now, before we get into this topic, folks, if you want to go ahead and check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 10 to 15 articles over there. Do check out that site for your own good, friends. I mean, folks, the bottom line is if you want the truth makes men free, John 8:32. And that's exactly what's being delivered up to you 24/7 on that channel. Again, 10 to 15 articles from contributors across the country that are in the culture war. As the Sons of Issachar knew the time, so do they. We got constitutional attorneys, we got military, we got police officers, we got preachers. Go ahead, check it out. And you'll be glad that you did, folks. Again, we're looking for the resolve here, and we also understand what that means. We have to play the part. We're not hearers only deceiving ourselves. We're doers of the word of God. Read James 2:14 through 26 as well when you get a moment. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. And if you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, period, exclamation, exclamation. Read Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. And again, the list goes on and on. As long as you know who we are following here, friends, he is the great liberator of men. And we just want to convey that to you because he is who he says he is, as long as we meet him on his terms. Now, over the last couple days, we've been talking about, folks, Chauvin. They're talking about pardoning him concerning the cop that had his knee in the back of George Floyd's neck. And what's interesting is how the media played this off. And if you want to listen to more of the details, listen to yesterday's show. I don't have time to recap on those right now. But I just want to highlight the fact concerning what it is that we're talking about, the heroes that the people tolerate. Well, one of them just happened to be George Floyd, and I want to go over and show you how much of a hero he is. Now, I'm not justifying the fact that anybody did the things that they did to George Floyd to put him to death. I'm not justifying that because you can't justify the unjustifiable, friends, and I'm not going to do that. Because like I said yesterday, if I would have been there and I would have seen what Chauvin was doing concerning George Floyd, I'd have did my best to restrain him from doing what he was doing because Floyd was saying that he couldn't breathe. We don't want that kind of stuff going down in our streets, friends. And in the process of doing so, I would have probably been the guy that would have did something to push him off him. But then again, if they shot me, as I said again yesterday on yesterday's show, they would have justified it. So they would have been justified in shooting me while I was protecting a man's life. And somehow or another, they're trying to justify what they can't now justify concerning who George Floyd was. So again, you're condemned if you do and you're condemned if you don't. So let me give you one of those heroes that has been put up. George Floyd. Okay, because they put him up as one that was worth the damage that was done. And how that makes sense to destroy your own community because of a crime that's been committed or an unjust act that's been committed just blows me away. I mean, how is that the resolve? We want to destroy on top of the fact that somebody just lost their life. Don't we do it the other way? Don't we uphold the law against crime? Yeah, that's what keeps us free. Again, read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But I want you to listen to this. This is George Floyd's criminal record. It's not the same one that I recited yesterday. On August 2nd of 1997, Floyd was arrested for delivering less than 1 gram of cocaine. You can't minimize the crime. He was delivering cocaine to another individual, and he was subsequently sentenced to approximately 6 months in jail. Wow, isn't that crazy? In 1998, Floyd was convicted of theft. That he committed on September 25th and December 9th of that same year. See what happens, friends, when you're soft on crime? You get a recidivism rate that they're getting, which is, by the way, 74%. They're not afraid to commit the crime. He was only sentenced to 10 months and 10 days in jail for committing the act of theft, okay? Let's go on. This is one of the individuals that they put up to the people as a hero. They want you to commemorate him. They want you to honor him. On August 29th, 2001, Floyd was sentenced to 15 days in jail for failure to identify to a police officer. And according to court documents, he had refused to give his name, address, or birth date to an officer who was arresting him for reasons that are unknown. Oh, it goes on. October 29th, 2002, Floyd was then arrested for possessing less than, again, cocaine again, and he was subsequently sentenced to only 8 months in prison. See what's happening here, friends? Repeat criminals, because people are soft or they allow the activists on the benches to go ahead and to be soft on the crime. And what happens there, friends, is when you're soft on the one committing the crime, what you're doing is you're jeopardizing the security of the lives of the innocent. And as you can well see, it keeps escalating here. Let me go to January 3rd, 2003. Floyd was again arrested for criminally trespassing on private property. He was only sentenced to 30 days in jail for that one. On October 6th, 2004, Floyd was arrested again for intending to give more cocaine to another individual, and he was subsequently sentenced to 10 months in jail. December 15th, 2005, Floyd was again arrested for having less than one, cocaine offense. And then in 2009, Floyd was arrested for first-degree felony, assault, and robbery. Okay, these are the people that you allow corrupt politicians to put up as heroes along with the mainstream media, okay? So when Floyd was arrested for, again, cocaine charges, then moving up to 2009, I'm going to return to that date right when we come back, but I just want to show you what the media puts up. And what's crazy about all this is the politicians, they would outdo George Floyd's record like zero to none, folks, like second to none. And the American people praise their politicians. So not too far from the point that I'm making.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless, people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
BBSRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-281-845-4704. I'm giving you a dump tonight, and I'm just going right in for it. 281-845-4704. So let's get back to one of these heroes that the mainstream media and corrupt, treasonous governors such as Tim Walz has put up, along with his little sidekick, the Attorney General, installed, of course, Keith Ellison as well. They promoted this guy like he was the coolest thing since sliced bread, friends. But again, I want to show you the characteristics and the traits of such a man that they put up, because it shows you that they're in the same category. And as I was saying to you during the end of the last segment, friends, politicians have criminal records is from the very top of their heads to the very soles of their feet. And yet you have people that don't pay attention to that, and they're praising these guys. They're praising their oppressors. Well, this is one such oppressor. I mean, look at this guy's criminal record. I mean, my goodness. And the Bible clearly tells us that we know them and we judge them by their fruit. What is the fruit of such a man that they have put up as a hero today? Okay. In 2009, returning to that date, Floyd was arrested for first degree felony, assault, and armed robbery in which he had participated on August 9th, 2007. In that incident, two adult women, they give the names, were in Harrison County, Texas, home with a toddler when they heard a knock at the door, And when this woman answered the door, she looked out the window. She saw Floyd dressed in a blue uniform who said he was with the water department. But soon after this woman opened the door, she realized that Floyd was not affiliated with the water department whatsoever. And she attempted to shut the door, but Floyd pressed a pistol against her abdomen and forced his way into the house. She was also pregnant, by the way. At that moment, a Ford truck pulled up to the house in the main entrance of that house. And during that time, five other black males, men of color, they just happened to be black, were men of color as well, were white, right? We're on that color scale as well. Just want to make clear, because all nations are one blood, Acts 17:26. But at that moment that all five other black males exited the vehicle and entered the woman's house along with Floyd, Floyd and four others, accomplices, searched the resident and demanded to know where any money and drugs may have been hidden. And the fifth accomplice struck this woman on the head with a pistol. And along with that, they stole her jewelry and a cell phone before fleeing the scene in their truck. 2009, Floyd was actually sentenced to 5 years in prison, but he was again released on parole in 2013. Now, at approximately 8 p.m. on May 25th, 2020, someone inside a South Minneapolis convenience store called police to report that Floyd had used a counterfeit $20 bill to buy cigarettes before running outside to a nearby parked vehicle. Okay? I mean, so the list goes on. And what we're highlighting today are the criminals, the criminal mindset. I don't know. What people don't understand, I mean, these are the type that come to steal, kill, and destroy. And if we're to judge them by their fruits, they're acting just like their father, the devil. Isn't that what scripture tells us? Absolutely. I remember one time I was in California, Coronado, California, and we went into this pizza joint. And when we went into this pizza joint, I love those little privately owned pizza joints. As a matter of fact, if I was super wealthy and I was retired, that's probably what I'd want to do. I'd want to run a little pizza joint. Just got a good memory. Don't know why, but I just love it. I really do. But I remember going in there and I remember looking up at the wall. They had Bugsy Siegel. They had Al Capone. And they had all of these mobsters up on the wall. And I just sitting there looking at him, I'm saying to myself, how the enemy loves to praise and glorify his servants. And how is it that the world doesn't see this? I don't understand. Now, yesterday, going back to George Floyd, because I was just highlighting his crimes. Again, we judge men by their fruit. Matthew 7:16-20. It's interesting to note how corrupt media, the useful idiots in the mainstream media, working for the Mockingbird Media under the control of the CIA. Don't get me wrong. You heard what I said. How they'll go ahead and promote guys like this enough to actually incite domestic insurrection within the streets of a city. But it's also interesting to note that yesterday what I was highlighting is all the domestic insurrection that you've seen in Minneapolis was not coming from people in Minneapolis, St. Paul. These were provocateurs that were coming from without the state of Minnesota to create the crimes that were being committed on the streets of South Minneapolis. I just want to make clear that you understand that they were paid provocateurs. Now, I started the show talking about how Derek Chauvin, they're talking about giving him a pardon. And what they're doing right now is doing their best to prepare themselves in case there's an upheaval. Okay? I see the devil's fingerprints all over this, friends, the timing of this, because there's other ways of doing this, but they're making it a big deal right now that they may give him a pardon. And why are they doing that? Why are they making a big deal out of it? Because they want to create more domestic insurrection. I don't think people understand that globalists are telling you this. George Bush said this over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Out of chaos, we can create a new order. Out of chaos, we can create a new order. Okay? You have to pay attention to the pill that's in the jam. Who profits from the chaos that has been created more than the corrupt? And this is why it's important for us to understand that we're ruled by law in this country, because many of the things that are taking place even now in America,
Like, a prime example is September 11, 2001. What's the first thing people did? Well, they cried out and they said to the government, you need to protect us. How many people actually believe that that was a foreign adversary that actually took down the buildings? There's a very small portion of people in this country that do. Why? Because as they look back, they also are paying attention to the fact that nobody has taken advantage of those two towers dropping more than your government, because no foreign government could have dreamed of doing to us what it is that our said representative government has done to us since September 11th. What did they do? They enacted something called the Act. It should be called the Act of Tyranny, but they called it the Patriot Act. Do you know that the word patriot, by the way, in Webster's 1828, the very definition of patriot is to uphold nine laws? Do you know that the Patriot Act, that's what the word means? But did you know that the Patriot Act actually means to do just the opposite? That's why I renamed it the Act of Tyranny, because it was unconstitutional. Folks, you got to pay attention to what's going on here, especially times of chaos. Many people right now, by the way, in the present, are awaiting the next September 11th. They're awaiting another attack by the same people that the American people, 345 million people, have failed to deal with. And that's why they're going to do it again, because the people don't understand justice. And it tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment. Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't judge the wicked, you're going to allow the wicked to rule. And then when you look at Psalm 12:8, I think it explains it for what it is in the present today. Because that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing the wicked walk on every side. Why? Because the people haven't dealt with the wicked. And to suggest that they're not going to do it again and again and again and again is insane. That is insane. For people to think that they're just going to go away. No, they're not going to go away. They're going to keep doing what you're allowing them to do. Just like Edmund Burke said, they'll always do whatever you let them do. Let me go over and introduce you to another hero that they put up. His name was Rodney King. And I want to show you the significance. I will reiterate this point because it's important that I do. And I'm going to bring up another civil rights hero to you so you can understand the people that they're putting up in the place of what a real hero is, okay? And this is what the enemy does. He mocks the Lord at every given step. But what I want to do is I want you to remember that the mainstream media is using the narrative to continuously, Micah 6:16, to continuously pit the American people together regardless of how they have to do it. And you have to understand from first-hand experience, there is no truth in these people. When Vladimir Lenin called them useful idiots, they are truly useful idiots. That's all they're doing is reading the teleprompter, friends. And that's why you're seeing and hearing the same message start on the East Coast and go all the way to the West Coast throughout the day. They're literally parroting the same narrative, and it's all controlled. It's a controlled narrative. What are they doing, friends? They're trying to corral the people to fall in line with what their next new thing is going to be through the narrative and by the narrative that they continuously establish in the minds of the people that don't take the time to know the difference. Read Psalm 101, verse 3 when you get a moment. What I was going to say, friends, is the CNN, after the Rodney King case, they gave a white response and a black response. I'm not kidding. After those four police officers were exonerated. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends. As you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, I don't know what happened there, folks, but we seem to have a little bit of a glitch. But let me get back to this. Sorry about that. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. I want to get over to the next hero that they put up for you. And this one happens to be none other than Rodney King, okay? And it's important that you listen to the details of Rodney King because, again, this is one of those guys that they are putting up as a hero. So once we start to look at this, and I think it's important that I also highlight the fact that, friends, it was the mainstream media that gave a white response and a black response concerning none other than our friend Rodney King. So let's get to this. And again, I want to give you the characteristics of this guy, because this is insane. Again, what the people are not paying attention to. So what I was highlighting during the end of the last segment was this, that the mainstream media was airing black and white responses. When you look at Mark 3:25, Jesus said that when a house is divided against itself, it cannot stand. That's what they're trying to do. And this is in part what they're trying to do. But again, look what they're doing and look who they're putting up as the heroes. Here's another one for you. Rodney King. And you guys have all remembered, I'm sure, especially if you're from the 90s. Somebody had said yesterday, Bradley, it was in 1989, not 1991. I'm sorry to say, but you're incorrect. It was actually March 3rd, 1991, concerning the Los Angeles riots, okay? And that's what I was highlighting. But were you told by the mainstream media that King was driving recklessly at speeds of 115 miles an hour? Nope. Were you told by the mainstream media that his arrest culminated in an eight-mile chase, cut across numerous lanes of express traffic and ran red lights, thus endangering the lives of innocent bystanders? No, I didn't think so. Were you told by the mainstream media that King was a convicted felon out on parole for armed robbery? I didn't think so. Were you told by the mainstream media that there were two other black passengers in King's car, but they cooperated with the police? They were handcuffed and then later released without incident? Nope, I didn't think so. Were you told by the mainstream media that Rodney King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol? Oh, wait a second. It gets better than that. Remember, King was a convicted felon out on parole for armed robbery. Just want to make clear that you understand. See, that was something the police understood. Were you told by the mainstream media that King initially ignored police orders to step out of the car? And when he did, he finally came out and then he began acting erratically, dancing around, and then began to make lewd gestures to female police officers? Did you hear about that from the mainstream media? I didn't think so. Isn't that something, all this information that was omitted from the people's minds so they can make just resolutions concerning how this should be responded to? Folks, all of this was in the court case. This is what the mainstream media suppressed from the people. And by the way, that is the importance of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Let me go on here. I'm not done. King, and I'm sure that the mainstream media didn't tell you this, that King, they attempted to subdue King with a stun gun, and the stun gun failed because most people didn't realize that this was one big dude. Rodney King weighed 260 pounds. Okay. And it's also interesting to note that the video, which the MSM failed to broadcast, is what took place moments before the famous film that was released to the public, where the King, Rodney King himself, was charging the police officers. Did you know that? This is all the information that was completely withheld from the American people. And what'd they do? They got you angry with the four cops. See, now when you have that information, you can make a decision based on the facts. But if you don't have all the facts, you can't really do that, right? You're going to sit back and say, oh, I get what they're doing. I would be mad too. But wait a second. Not if you don't have all the facts. And that's why it's important, like the Lord says, is that you're supposed to know both sides of the story before you give any sort of judgment on either side of the issue, okay? It's very important that you do that. Let me go to another hero that they put up. You guys will all remember this guy. Do you guys all remember Colin Kaepernick? Yeah. We're talking about the heroes that the people tolerate. Do you remember Colin Kaepernick? He said, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. I am so tired of that. Nobody drives that narrative more than the media. I remember doing a church in Michigan. I was talking. I was done. And all of a sudden, I seen a lady up in the front, and I asked a question. I said, does anybody got any questions or comments? She raised her hand. She happened to be a woman that was a black woman. And the first thing she said to me was, you know, me being a black woman, a woman of color. And I stopped her right there and I said, yeah,
You're a black woman. But I said, did you realize that on the color scale, white is also there? And why you keep falling down to that narrative? It's because that somehow or another, they have to put themselves in the victim position. You ever notice that? That's why they promoted Rodney King in such a way, to rise up against the righteous. That's why they put George Floyd in the light that they did, because they wanted you Americans to rise up against the righteous. Do you see all of what's going on a worldwide basis? Isn't it interesting? Nobody's the problem except Christians. Anybody paying attention to that? Yeah, of course, we're called to be the light of the world. The world that lives in darkness, they hate the darkness. They want to get rid of the light. And I'm just here to tell you it's never going to happen. Why? Because Scripture's clear. The seed of the righteous is forever. We're not going anywhere. Let me just give you the analogy that Charles Spurgeon gave, rightly. He said, the world is the hammer. The Church of Jesus Christ is the anvil. The anvil doesn't need to be replaced. It's the hammer that needs to be replaced. Exactly. Exactly, friends. We better understand, again, that the Church of Jesus Christ is going nowhere in the face of all these people that are surrounding the righteous in hopes of eradicating them from the planet. It's never going to happen. Matter of fact, those judgments turn back upon themselves. Look into Christ crucified. I could do a whole show on this. 2,000 years ago, everybody thought, oh, you know what? The Pharisees are going to have their way. The Herodians are going to have their way. Jesus told us to beware of both of them. Mark 8:15, what do? They crucify him. They mock him. They do everything they shouldn't have done. And then what happened shortly thereafter? The Passion of the Christ. Judgment commenced and it fell upon the oppressors of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1,100,000, according to Fox's Book of Martyrs, were pinned up against the wall and crucified the way that they crucified the Christ. You reap what you sow, folks. You better understand this isn't a game. We're talking about forever and talking about in the temporal life in which we live. We reap every little thing that we sow in this life. There's going to be a harvest for it. That's why I continuously say, don't be afraid of those that can kill the body. You're not to be afraid of them. And I'm talking about Luke 12, 4 and 5. You're to fear him who has the power to not only kill the body, but also cast your soul into hell. And that is a diabolical fear that falls to those heathen that refuse to receive salvation through Jesus Christ. But again, folks, going back to my point, I am so sick and tired. Oh, you know, I'm a woman of color. I'm a black man. No, folks, the only ones promoting that nonsense are the mainstream media. And notice again, they always have to put themselves in the position of the victim. Just like the sodomites, right? Now everybody knows 20 years later, I remember when the sodomites came out and they were playing the victim only to find out that none other than Kevin Jennings was promoting. He was appointed by criminal sodomite Barack Hussein Obama as the safe school czar, unconstitutionally put there, who writes a book, Queering Elementary, whose hero was none other than Harry Hay. Harry Hay was the head of the organization, the criminal organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, where they were continuously found out where posting signs that say sex before 8 before it's too late at gay pride parades. But the American people drank the Kool-Aid and said, oh, yeah, we just got to leave them people alone. It's not an issue of you leaving them alone. It's an issue of them not leaving your kids alone. Now everybody understands that. But remember, I was a bigot. I was a hater. I was this, that, and the other thing. Yep. This is the kind of stuff that when you don't know the difference between God's moral law and making distinction between that which is just and unjust, this is what you're going to fall for every single time. And again, when you fall for it, these are the kind of heroes that they put up. And they're not heroes at all. They're devils. Let's go back to Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick, who rejected reality while giving himself over to the propagandists, he refused to stand for the national anthem. You guys all remember this, right? And at the same time, Colin was also protesting racism. If you didn't know, the word racism was used by Leon Trotsky. It's nothing new under the sun. The devil doesn't have revelation, friends. He's got to use the same old broken methods. And if we don't pay attention to him, he's going to do it again. But what's interesting is they brought up the word racism. Remember, racism is merely being used to browbeat people into submission that don't know the difference. That's why we're doing the show, is so you know the difference. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Final segment, 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. America would be spared 1,000 evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
BBSradio.com.
Yeah, I'm glad. Welcome back. 281-845-4704. Now today, folks, I do understand why people are saying, man, this guy's dumping some info just like yesterday. I totally get it. I'm good. Before we get going on Colin Kaepernick, I do want to let you know that we're going to be doing church on Saturday night from 6 p.m. Central Standard Time rather than Sunday, though it will be posted. We're going to be doing church live on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also wanted to let our friends out in Colorado know that we're going to be out there doing an event. We're looking forward to it at the end of June. Go ahead and check out Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And P.S., if you want to go ahead and book us, now is the time to do it. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Okay, so what we're talking about is the heroes that the people tolerate. It's amazing to me. And again, you could put in parallel the said politicians all across the boards. If you would pull the curtain back on these people that are put up as heroes to you, you would see the same sort of record. And Jesus said, you judge them by their fruit, not by what they say. 2 Corinthians 11, 14 and 15, right? Well, let's go over to Colin Kaepernick again. This guy just undoes himself. I was just highlighting the fact that Colin was protesting racism, and what's crazy about that is Leon Trotsky, he was the military commander under the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin, in Russia, and they used the word racism to browbeat the ignorant into submission to their will. And when you fall for it in this country, friends, remember we're ruled by law. We judge men by not the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, right? 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, important that you understand it. But Colin here, he was protesting racism, and at the same time, simultaneously, he was actually supporting all five members of the race-baiting hate group, Black Lives Matters. Now, I got to tell you, too, we do the Minnesota State Fair every year. I believe we're going on year 15 here. But every single year, I go over to the Black Lives Matters booth. And every time I've ever talked to anybody over there, those kids are cool people that have no idea what the mainstream media is doing in use of them as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. They have no idea. They're cool kids. When you bring up some of the stuff that the mainstream media promotes, their propaganda, they have no idea what you're talking about. So again, don't be mad at them neither. Go over, have a conversation with them, love them enough to cross the line and begin to have that conversation with them and see if they're even aware of what they're being used for, because in many cases, they're not. Okay? Let's go over Colin Kaepernick. He said, "I'm not going to stand up to show pride and a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." Okay, as I said, I'm sick of it. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines oppressed, burdened with unreasonable impositions. You got to pay attention to this because it gets better. Burdened with unreasonable impositions, overburdened or depressed. Okay, oppressed. Really? Yeah, really. Colin's life proves just the exact opposite. In fact, he signed a $114 million contract with the sold-out NFL. Read Jeremiah 11:13 when you get a moment. It's idolatry. Colin has failed to remember that those he calls oppressed live in America, where they have the opportunity to become what they themselves work to become, right? Just like himself. Yeah, but no, he wants to play the victim, right? He wants to go ahead and let water that's under the bridge, he wants to pick it up and throw it back on the current generation that has nothing to do with the things of the past. And I'm talking about the wrongs that have been now righted, okay? If you look at Colin Kaepernick, victim of circumstances he claims to be, did you know that Colin's parents were white? I just wanted to ask you this. I'm not making this up. You can't make up the degree that they'll go. And in hopes of nobody ever pulls the curtain back. Colin Kaepernick was adopted. He has white parents. Just to add insult to his ignorance, there you have it. But let me go back to the oppressed as the victim of circumstance Colin Kaepernick wants you to believe. Did you know that the National Football League has 68% black people, 0.7% Latinos, and 1.1% Asian, and 28% white? Wow, it sounds like the roles are completely backwards here. Well, they are. The National Basketball Association has 74.4% black, 23.3% white, 1.8% Latinos, and 0.2% Asian players. Oppressed? I think not. What is this? What is this guy talking about? Colin also might want to take the time to take note of the fact that those who followed his lead in disrespecting the American flag just happen to be criminals. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you want to talk about people of color, just like none other than George Floyd? You want to talk about none other than Rodney King? And again, I'm not justifying any wrongs on either side because I'm for the truth regardless. But when you look at the truth of the matter, Colin went on to say in answering this, and I'm going to do that in a moment, he said, to me, what's bigger than even football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way concerning the oppressive people in this country that are oppressing him. He said, there's body in the streets and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder, literally, literally. Now, again, I'm not going to play into the narrative, but it's interesting that when it's black on white crime, you don't hear anything of it anymore. But when it's white on black and it's a cop that committed some sort of violent response to the one that was being oppressed or was murdered or killed. There is a difference between murder and kill. Do keep in mind, friends, we have to keep all of the stats and the facts in front of our face before we come from an educated conclusion, right? Again, what Colin is saying is he's media-minded, he's brainwashed, and he's merely parroting what the mainstream media is telling him. Let me give you some facts, straight facts, in the face of the likes of a Colin Kaepernick. Did you know that blacks have killed by whites is less than 2%? Blacks killed by whites? This is according to the Crime Statistics Bureau of San Francisco. Did you know that blacks killed by police is less than 1%? Did you know whites killed by police is 3%? See, it doesn't work for the narrative. I'm getting the white people in there too, just so I can show you folks. I'm not playing the color game. But listen, the crimes are being committed by the police against white people, 3%, more than the 2% where blacks are being killed by the whites. What are they talking about? Again, what only works for the narrative. Let me go on here. Whites killed by blacks, 81%. Did you hear me? Which goes to prove what I just got done telling you. Blacks killed by blacks, here it is. People that are black or brown, listen, you have to understand, I have fought for the black community as much as I have fought for the white community. I'm not into that. I'm not, again, as I said yesterday, Jesus didn't come into the world to save our skin. He came into the world to save our souls. And as I highlighted yesterday through scripture, the Lord likes to be versatile. He likes variation. He likes color. So do I. But we have to put this into perspective and understand that when we look at the community that calls themselves the black community, 97% of the black community, they're killing their own. So we need to love on the black communities, friends, and get in there. And remember that lady that I was just talking about a moment ago that I said, ma'am, she was black and she said, I'm a woman of color, and I stopped her right there. I had told her that I would be willing to go into her community to preach to her community if she would open the doors for me to get into the black communities. That never happened. I have a show tomorrow from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. I have you for 2 hours tomorrow. Also want to remind you that at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will be having church tomorrow night instead of Sunday, though it will be posted for travel time, just so you know, okay? Also want to let you know, go over to our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to say thank you for those people that do keep us out there, because without you, we cannot do the things that we do. So we give you a big high five and thanking you. We also wanted to say, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty today. Because again, folks, without you, we cannot do the things that we do. And I'm going to pick up more of what we're talking about tomorrow concerning the heroes that have been put up. And then I'm going to take you over to three-fifths clause, and you've heard how the dummy down have talked about the three-fifths clause as if to suggest that that was aimed at people, namely the black community, by saying that they were less than human. Wait a second. Who's liberated the black people, friends? I'm going to go back over to Frederick Douglass, who is a black man that was a great abolitionist, and he's going to tell you the truth of what the mainstream media does not want you to know, because when the truth comes out, yeah, though it divides, but it also unites where we should be under the umbrella of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.